And good afternoon and welcome into the R&B Review on this Wednesday. It is the third day of the brand new month of June. June here already.
Seems impossible.
It really and truly does. We talk about it all the time, but time just flies, and it especially seems like these nice months fly by quicker than the bad months.
I think you're right. Well,
golly.
The seasons have changed, very pretty out.
We've got a busy show today. We've got a two-part show.
We do.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dan Graham and Brenda Conrad, representing the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. They have a big event coming up this Saturday morning, and we're going to be talking about that. And then we'll be joined by some representatives from the Effingham Sunrise Rotary Club. And they've got what I think is a really neat project going, and we're going to be talking to them about that. They're raising funds to erect a monument in Effingham, which will honor the Illinois State Police District 12 troopers who were killed in the line of action.
And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful monument and really touching story that goes along with it.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll take our break and we'll be back with part one here in just a moment.
And joining us now on R&B are Brenda Conrad and Dan Graham. And today we are representing the Clay County Hospital and the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. So thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Dan, why don't you give us a little bit of history on the foundation?
Wow, I'm not sure I'm the right person for history since I haven't been here all that long, but basically the foundation is in place to provide funds for services that our county hospital wouldn't normally be able to do. A real recent example of that would be the new sign out in front of the hospital. I hope everybody's noticed.
And by the way, we like that sign.
I think it's...
How can you not notice?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the whole point. Exactly. And that's one of the things that the hospital foundation has raised money for independently of the county to provide to the hospital and enhance our services out here. The foundation believes very strongly that we have to have a good, viable hospital, and the jobs that we have out in the industrial park are proof of that. I think everybody needs to be very thankful for our hospital, because without it, those jobs in that industrial park would probably not exist. It's a key component when companies are looking to relocate, is the medical services and the education system that it's in place. And so our hospital has been instrumental in having those kinds of things here in our community.
Well, I know they've done a great service. When was the Endowment Foundation started? Do either one of you know? I mean, it seems to me that it's not been very long ago, but
well,
I know it has.
It probably has. If I'm going to go out on a limb, I don't know when you come to town,
Dan. I've been here about 8 years now, and it's been here ever since
I was going to say early 90s, to mid-90s, but I could be way off the mark.
Well, when did the hospital open out here?
No, see, I don't even know that.
It was out here when I moved here.
Somebody's sitting at home screaming at the radio because they know these answers. But
right. It's around 13 or 14 years ago, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been
longer than
But
we
during
think.
That period of time, the foundation has, you know, you mentioned the sign, but a lot of equipment and a lot of other things in that.
Lots of equipment that we've, you know, the first thing that comes, I don't know why this one sticks in my head, but bladder scanners stick in my head is one of the things that we've provided over the years. I think there's been some different types of chairs that make things a little more comfortable for people out there for different services. So, there's been numerous items over the years that the foundation has been able to fund that the hospital wouldn't have been able to fund without.
So where does the foundation come up with their funding?
We do fundraisers throughout the year. Our biggest one that most people will probably recognize in the past has been the gala, where we have the gala, people buy tickets to come to. We've kind of done it as a black tie affair in years past. And we have a silent auction and a live, a live auction. And so that's raised quite a bit of money. But we do various things throughout the year to raise money independently of the hospital.
Okay. Now, you have an event coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, we are in conjunction with the hospital having a meet and greet. The hospital has some new providers they would like to introduce. And in addition, it's time for another health fair. So out at the clinic, the foundation is hosting an event. There'll be breakfast provided. The Shriners Club has been gracious enough to help us with that. And so we'll be setting up out there from 7 to 9 on Saturday morning, serving breakfast. Folks can come in. Remember to fast.
12 hours.
But we'll have food for you after you fast. Yes. Okay? Don't forget to fast.
Just come on in. Yeah, don't eat there for 12 hours.
There you go. And then and then you'll also have an opportunity to tour the clinic out there and then meet and greet some of the new providers that the hospital has brought in.
Okay. And Brenda, you do have some new providers. You have some interesting, great things going on.
We actually do. We're very lucky to have some new advanced practice providers. Our very own Angela Casolari from here in Flora, Valerie Leibarger, she's from the Louisville-Effingham area, and Lois Dishman Cooper. And Lois used to have a practice down in Fairfield. And we're actually going to open a Cisney clinic, which will be happening mid to late June this month. Yet it's going to be located on the square in Cisney, where Dr. Cycles used to have his office.
You know, we had talked about this a few weeks ago, and I go, "Oh, is it where Dr. Cycles' office was?" And you said, "Yes, it is." And I know a lot of people will remember that, and that did provide a lot of great service to that, and as does your Louisville clinic.
That's correct. And at our Louisville clinic, we have Deb Harris, who was formerly with the Marshall Clinic, and our very own Janie Janes is there as well.
Now, do you still have weekend hours there?
We do. We have our Saturday clinic at the Louisville clinic from 8 a.m. till noon.
Okay. And what will the hours be in Cisney? Do you know yet?
I don't know that that's been established, but my guess is it'll be very similar to our other two clinics.
Okay. And new services. You have several new services also.
We do. We're very excited about having an actual comprehensive therapy department, which means physical therapy, speech therapy, which that actually deals with not only speech, but perhaps someone has swallowing problems or a brain injury. We also have occupational therapy. And then our newest service that we're now implementing is we have someone specially trained in treating lymphedema. And so we're very excited to add that. We do have a diabetes educator. Steve Welty does a great job with that for us. And being out in the community, I'm learning that there are so many people that deal with the effects of diabetes in their life. And another new thing that we've added is behavioral and mental health services. Jean Holdren offers treatment with medicines and therapy, and then Teresa Booz offers counseling to individuals, groups, families, and couples.
Now, where is that service offered?
All of that is located at our clinic right next to the hospital.
Okay. All of those are?
All of those,
wow.
Yes. Yeah.
You have added a lot then.
We have. We're excited about the growth we've had. There is also a new program out there that is called chronic care management, and for people that have Medicare Part B and two chronic conditions, it would be totally free. And that's when an RN will call your home, help schedule you for whatever necessary appointments or blood work you might need, and they will manage all of that for you. A lot of times when you go to the doctor, you get home and you're thinking, what all did that doctor say to me? And so this is a service that we've hired four RNs to manage this program for us.
And then I also see that you now offer allergy testing. Now, I'm right on this one because I know you did not used to offer that because I did have to go elsewhere to have that. So
Yes. That's
a great service.
It is a great service, and that is offered Monday through Friday. Simply call our clinic at 662-2191. With this type of allergy testing, it's simply a skin prick test. There are no needles, and this is something that we can test children as young as 3 years old.
Now, do they also do the follow-up treatment at the clinic?
Yes, they do. Yes, and it's all specially formulated to what you tested allergic to, and so you can get the allergy shots right at our clinic.
Growing, offering a lot of new
things.
Yeah,
I guess so. Wow. And you do have a website, I know, and it is?
ClayCountyHospital.org.
Okay. And are all of your new services listed on there?
They are listed on there. And we try to keep some information on there, quizzes, things like that, that can help you. For example, if you are having issues with heartburn, you know, you can help. It will help you determine whether you need to seek medical advice or not. And we offer feedback to the people that request to be called and that type of thing.
Now, is everything here, I know these are new services that you've offered, but you were talking about the, you know, like asking the questions and stuff. Is this something that the hospitals had before and just not implemented, or is it all brand new?
These are all new things that we're implementing, and we're trying to get the word out that these services are available right here in town. For example, with our physical therapy department, we have the exact same equipment. There wouldn't be any need to drive to Effingham, that type of thing. And we're just trying to encourage people to support their local hospital. Like Dan said, you know, without this, I can't imagine having a loved one have chest pains and think that you would have to drive them all the way to Salem or Effingham to get assistance.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I were at the hospital a couple of weeks ago, Randy, and we were waiting to go into a meeting and were amazed at the amount of traffic up and down the halls.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me like there's more now than there used to be.
Well, the short time that I've been with the hospital and clinic, I know that we have just seen a lot of growth, and I give our administration a lot of credit for that. They're very progressive and work very hard to make the changes happen. We offer a lot that a hospital our size would not be able to offer.
Exactly. And Dan, again, you want to tell us about the event?
This Saturday, 7 to 9, free breakfast. Catered by the Shriners Club, WNOI. Let's give a plug there. It's going to be doing a live remote out. So it's going to be a festive time. And as Brenda's alluded to, an opportunity to meet and greet the new providers, find out more about the new services that are being provided, and actually get a tour of the clinic and see the facilities. You know, that as Brenda alluded to, the administration here is obviously being progressive. They've recognized services like heartburn care, yes, allergy care, state-of-the-art mammogram equipment. So they're doing the things right to take care of the community. And you can come out and meet everybody and say hi and get your blood screening done and then enjoy breakfast.
That's right. Remember to fast 12 hours for that blood screening if you're going to do that. Then you can eat.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay. And there's going to be healthy stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's not just the bad stuff for you. It's the good stuff, too.
All right. That sounds good. So that's this Saturday, 7 to 9.
7 correct? To 9. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you all out there Saturday morning then. And thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more here in a moment on the R&B Review.